朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
首先我谢谢弟兄姊妹为我们的祷告。
Foremost, I want to thank all the brothers and sisters for your prayers for us.
因为上个礼拜在泰国，我们连续发烧几天，停了一天以后又接着发烧。
Because in Thailand, when we were ministering there, we were actually falling into illness, and then I was in fever. We had to actually pause for a day, and then continue to serve, and still had a fever.
上个礼拜天主日 讲到本来都不能讲了，因为半夜都起来泻肚子。
Last Sunday was very, very difficult. Probably I wasn't going to be able to speak because I got up and I had a bad stomach.
于是我们半夜两三点起来写祷告信给弟兄姊妹。
Sister Nancy, she woke up 2 a.m. in the morning over there and she wrote an email to all of us to ask us to pray.
但是非常谢谢弟兄姊妹的祷告，我早上醒来烧也退了，肚子也好了。
I want to thank brother and sister for your wonderful prayers. In the morning as I woke up, my stomach was settled and my fever was gone.
本来他们不知道那个早上要怎么办的，我还是照样去讲道了。非常谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Didn't know what they were going to do that morning, but I did show up and I was able to minister and serve the brothers and sisters there.
神常常借着这些的遭遇教导我们很多属灵的功课。
And through these circumstances, the Lord often teaches spiritual lessons.
每一次都是一个属灵的征战。
And every time we realize it is a spiritual battle.
我们也很需要弟兄姊妹的保护。
And we need the protection of all the brothers and sisters.
非常谢谢。
And again, thank you so much.
不管你有没有祷告，谢谢。
Whether you pray for me or not, I want to say thank you.
今天我们继续今年很重要的主题啊。
And this morning we're going to continue with a very important topic.
今天我们讲到主就是那灵，主的灵在哪里，哪里就得以自由。
And our theme for the year is the Lord is that Spirit. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
因为我们发现这是一个非常普遍的问题，就是我们多年是基督徒，但是我们常常活在老旧的里面。
We discover that this is a very common problem that we've been a Christian for so many years, but so often we discover that we're still living in the old life.
我们有很多的传统，很多的做法，很多的规矩。
We have a lot of traditions, a lot of ways of doing things, and a lot of rituals.
不是说这些不好。
Not to say these things are bad in themselves.
而是不在圣灵里的话，这些的东西就失去了它的价值。
But if they are not in the Holy Spirit, then they have lost their value.
如果不在基督里来这么做的话，它就失去了 spiritual reality.
And the things that are done, if they're not done in the Holy Spirit, then we lose the spiritual reality.
神在乎属灵的实际，神在乎真实。
God cares about spiritual reality. God cares about truth.
所以我们不仅仅要脱离很多这些旧有的死沉的。
And so not only do we need to depart from the old, the things that are dead,
一个更严重的是我们需要脱离这个自己我们肉体所带给我们的捆绑
But more importantly we need to depart from ourselves and the bondage of this flesh that we have brought to ourselves
所以我不在的这三个礼拜已经讲了很多的脱离了大家应该更属灵一点
And I know these past 3 weeks there have been many many messages about freedom and I think all of us should be a little more spiritual
考你们一下上礼拜是脱离什么
Last Sunday what are we being free from?
脱离捆绑和 addiction
addiction and bondages, right?
我觉得吕少昌院长讲得太客气了，没有直接碰到我们的问题。
I think oftentimes as we share these topics, we're too polite. We don't come right to the problem.
很多的时候，在我们身上的捆绑远超过这些外面所说的不自由。
A lot of the bondages that is real in our lives and our soul is surpasses the lack of freedom that we see outwardly.
甚至已经到了很严重的地步了。
Sometimes even to the point of it's very severe.
所以我希望当我们一个题目一个题目经过的时候
，And I pray, brothers, as we go from one topic to another,
它在我们身上带来真正的拯救和释放。
We pray that it really bring about salvation, true salvation and true freedom.
不然我们听了这么多道，这些不过叫我们自高自大，以为我都懂了。
Unless we hear all these words and we feel we get more prideful thinking, oh, I know all this already.
但是我们缺少真正的被 transform, 被主改变。
But we lack that true transformation, the true change from the Lord.
今天早上我们要讲脱离骄傲。
And this morning we're going to talk about freedom from pride.
我自己觉得我是最不配讲这个题目的。
And I feel that I'm the least person that is qualified to speak on this topic.
好像一个秃了头的人在这里卖生发剂啊。
As someone who is bald and trying to sell an ointment for growing hair.
一个这么骄傲的人去告诉弟兄姊妹不要骄傲。
A person of pride would come and tell brothers and sisters, don't be prideful.
更严重的是我原来以为我不骄傲。
But the more severe problem is that I thought I wasn't very prideful.
那我觉得这也是一个很严重的问题。
And I think that in itself is a very serious problem.
就是很多时候我们不觉得骄傲是一个这么严重的罪。
And a lot of time we don't think pride is a serious sin.
我们觉得犯罪很严重。
We think sinning, those are very important
stuff. 但是我们把骄傲当作人不过只是一个天性就是了。
But pride, we treat it as human nature.
有的时候骄傲还很舒服的。
A lot of time when we're prideful, it feels kind of comfortable.
你看我开 Benz, 你开 Toyota.
Oh, look, I'm driving a Benz, you're driving a Toyota.
所以骄傲的时候其实很舒服的。
And it actually feels pretty good.
就我们里面不会去厌恶它。
We won't hate it.
但是我们如果今天早上我们真正从圣经的角度来真认识骄傲这回事的话。
But this morning, if we truly come to understand pride through Scripture.
我相信我们会从里面怕他。
We would discover that we were actually begin to fear pride.
因为他带给我们太可怕的伤害和破坏。
Because it will bring about dreadful harm and destruction into our lives.
摩安德烈说啊。
Brother Andrew Murray said.
他有一本书很有名，叫做《谦卑》
。And there's a book that he wrote that's very famous. It's Humility.
他说骄傲所带给我们的损失和伤害，远比我们所想象的更大更近。
He says the damage and the harm that pride brings into our lives is far more greater than what we can imagine, it's far nearer than we can think of.
同样的，他说谦卑所带给我们的恩典和祝福，远比我们所知道的更大更近。
And on the other hand, he also says that the grace that humility brings into our life is far greater and far nearer than we can imagine.
所以今天第一件事情，我们先从圣经的角度来看骄傲。
So this morning, from the scriptural standpoint, we're going to come and look at the issue of pride.
我在这里提到三件事情。
And I mentioned three things.
骄傲根本就是撒旦整个堕落的原因。
And pride, foremost, is the reason why Satan fell.
而且它也成了我们这个铸造生命的本质。
And it became the very nature of our old life.
然后也因着整个世界的诱惑让它被强化。
It's been intensified through the temptations of the world.
所以我只列了三处圣经做代表，大家参考就是了。
So I only listed a few scriptures for you as reference for you to think about.
第一件事情是在以赛亚书十四章。
The very first portion of scriptures is Isaiah chapter 14.
十二节到十五节，我们同声念，中文念中文，英文念英文。
Verse 12 to 15, let's read it all together, regardless of the language we speak.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的。何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说：“我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。”然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。接下来是以西结书二十八章十七节。你因美丽心中高傲，又因荣光败坏智慧，我已将你摔倒在地，使你在君王面前，好叫他们目睹眼见。弟兄姊妹，刚刚读的以赛亚书十四章跟二十八章都是在形容撒旦的。
We read Isaiah chapter 14 and Ezekiel chapter 28. These verses are describing Satan.
是的，经文的上下文，一个是形容巴比伦，一个是形容推罗。但是解经家很多人都认为这里是在形容撒旦。
And through the context of scripture, we know that the first portion was talking about Babylon, but we know that a biblical scholar says that these verses are describing Satan.
所以你们读英文就知道，明亮之星，早晨之子讲 Lucifer。
And again, the word Lucifer comes out to us very clearly in the English translation.
弟兄姊妹，当我们读这些经文的时候，你有没有注意到有一个东西重复出现？
Have you discovered something keeps repeating through these verses?
我要，我要，我要，我要，他一直讲了五次。
The words "I will, I will, I will" is repeated five times.
所以我们知道骄傲整个的源头就是自我的膨胀。
And the source of pride is the exaltation of self.
自我的高台。
I want to exalt myself.
而撒旦高台到一个地步，他说他跟至高者同等。
And Satan has exalted himself to the point where he says, "I want to be as high as the Most High."
哦，这是一个太可怕的亵渎。
And this is a dreadful.
当他在这里讲我要我要我要的时候，一个然而，神就把他给摔到地上来了。
He keeps saying, "I will, I will, I will," and then the word "yet."
弟兄姊妹，让我们第一件看到说，骄傲其实不是一件小事情。
And we discover pride is not a small thing.
它根本就是撒旦的本性。
It is the very nature of Satan himself.
而这个本性因着人类的堕落犯罪进到人的里面来。
And because of the fall of man, this nature has entered into the nature of man.
所以骄傲今天是撒旦在我们身上的 一把钥匙一样，它可以自由进出我们的生命。
So pride is as if Satan has a key that he can enter freely into our lives.
它可以非常隐藏的、不知不觉的在这里控制我们。
He could come in a very hidden way and control us from that mode.
它借着骄傲叫我们得罪神
and through pride that we may offend God.
他借着骄傲叫我们伤害别人
and through pride that we may hurt others.
等一下我们也会看到他借着骄傲根本就是在这里羞辱我们这个人
and we'll come to see that through pride he's actually trying to humiliate us.
我们以为骄傲是我被高抬了
and we think that in being prideful we are exalting ourselves.
等一下我们读完圣经你就知道骄傲叫我这个人被羞耻叫我这个人受到伤害
and then, as we come to scripture you'll discover pride actually causes us to be shamed.
所以我们在这里看见第一件事情骄傲是撒旦整个堕落的原因
and first and foremost we see that pride is the reason and the source of Satan's fall
你不要以为骄傲只是我的本性那有什么 not a big deal
I don't think pride is just my nature it's not a big deal
哦，它是太可怕的一件事情它因为它跟撒旦直接连接
but it is very dreadful because it's directly correlated with Satan himself
这是撒旦在我们身上工作的一个管道
and it's a channel where Satan can work in our lives
这是撒旦手中握着我们的 一把钥匙它可以自由的进出的
and it's a key that he holds within his hand as if he can enter into our lives freely.
第二件事情我们看见他成了我们旧造的本性。
And secondly, we want to see how it became the very nature of our creation.
在提摩太后书第三章
2 Timothy chapter 3.
保罗在这里提到末后的日子。
Paul comes and starts mentioning about the last days.
在末后的日子人这个旧造的本性罪性得到充分的发挥。
The sin nature of man is now allowed to just move very, very freely and enlarge.
经过了这么几千年来，撒旦在这里一直的在这里帮助我们发挥，刺激我们的旧这个罪性。
For thousands of years, Satan has been there to help the human race to cultivate this the sin nature.
到了越后面。
And towards the end days,
这些罪性所带来的伤害对世界的影响，保罗是用危险的日子来形容。
The harm and the danger that these sin nature will bring about into the world, Paul calls these perilous days.
NIV 翻译作是 terrible times.
And again, NIV says these are terrible times.
NASB 或是其他的翻译叫做 difficult times.
And we'll see in other translation these are difficult times.
它非常恐怖的，非常艰难的日子。
These are horrific.And difficult times.
而他在这里形容这个末后的这些特征的时候
，and when he described these significance of the end days,
在他所列的这二十项里面
，out of the 20 things that he's mentioned,
排行榜前五名
，the very first five,
第一个个人专顾自己
，that a man will be lovers of themselves.
你发现没有一个时代像今天这个时代人这么自私的
，people will be very selfish, only care about themselves.
Postmodern 也在讲 self-centered, 完全都是自我。
And no generation before us have we ever discovered that man is so self-centered.
虽然历代的人都贪财，没有一个时代像今天这样向前看。
As throughout generations, people loved money, but today, in our days, people loved money.
然后你发现排行榜的三四五，其实包括第六，这四个全跟骄傲发生关系。
And the third to the fifth, and even the sixth, all these things have something to do with pride.
在这里提到，他说自夸。
Are they boasters?
狂傲。
Are they proud?
谤读。
They're blasphemers.
第六个讲到违背父母，就是 disobedient to parents.
And the sixth one was not listed in your outline, but disobedience to parents.
全部跟骄傲发生关系。
These all have something to do with pride.
更不要说后面十六、十七，自高自大，那更是也是直接讲到骄傲。
Not to say that they exalt themselves. These things certainly talks about pride.
所以你就发现末后的特点，这么多的特点里面，骄傲占的绝大部分了。
You discover the characteristics of the things that are described of the last days. Pride.Takes a very good proportion of it.
所以我们在主的面前，我们一定要很重视我们骄傲的问题。
So we need to be very serious before the Lord concerning the issue of pride.
我们不能够客观的去讨论它。
And we can't objectively just talk about it.
我们必须很谦卑的承认，主啊，我真是一个骄傲的人。
But very humbly we come before the Lord, acknowledge, Lord, I am a prideful person.
第三个，他因了世界的诱惑而被强化。
And thirdly, because of the temptation of the world, this issue of pride is intensified.
我相信没有一个时代像今天这个时代这么先进的啊。
And I trust that no generation before us are as as a modernist we are today.
物质的享受，世界的诱惑，各式各样的快乐，那没有一个世代比得上今天的。
The enjoyment of the physical world, the pleasures of the world, I don't think any generation before us can compare with what we have today.
我到北京去看紫禁城，看那些皇帝皇后住的房间，我一点不羡慕。
I went to Beijing and I got a chance to visit the places the Imperial Palace, and I actually did not esteem the places they live.
你说哪里比得上我们
？How can it compare to where we live today?
光那个弹簧床就比不上我们。
Just compare the beds that we sleep in. They can't compare with the soft bed and the nice bed that we have.
它有抽水马桶吗？它有空调吗
？Does he have plumbing, a nice bathroom, or air conditioning system?
它有汽车吗？
Does he have a car?
我们今天多神奇，什么都有。
We have everything today.
但是也就是因为世界多了这么多东西，我们有很多东西来刺激我们的罪性发挥。
And I believe because of all these things that we possess today, they actually stir us, stir on and help us to express the sin nature.
而且骄傲是跨越种族、年龄、性别、贫富、尊贵，任何的人都有份的。
And pride is something thateveryone partakes of, regardless of culture, background, education, anything that we are different from.
他们说小孩子学龄前的小朋友就是 preschool 的
kids, who are preschool, preschool
他们在家里面平均一个月看多少电视广告，你们知道吗？
Do you know on average how much commercials do they actually watch at home?
我这个数字已经是五年前的了，现在恐怕包括 internet 的更多了。
These numbers are from 5 years ago. I think because of the internet, I think the number has probably gone up.
你猜猜看
？You want to take a guess？
你们家小孩大概不看电视。
Brother Simon's kids are not allowed to watch.
那是例外的，好，难怪数字稍微低了一点，不然应该更高的。一个小孩平均一个月看10,000个电视广告。
On average, a preschool kid watches about 10,000 commercials per month.
所以他从小就被这些名牌、明星、名模塑造的。
And he is being cultivated, being shaped by the famous people, the name brands, and things of value.
他什么都要好的。
And he wants everything that is the best.
什么都要名牌的。
And everything he wants name brand.
我不是说不能穿名牌啊。
I'm not saying we can't wear anything that is name brand.
我上次讲到已经跟你们讲的，一个衣服贵不贵是在乎你的气质，不在乎名牌。
And I shared with some of you last time, the value of the shirt that you wear has nothing to do with the price tag, but who you are.
我那天讲完道的时候，我正好那天穿基地衣服。
And that day after I preached the message, I was wearing this particular shirt.
完了，有人就挑战我，他说：“于弟兄，你这件衣服是不是$200？”
And somebody had challenged me and came up to me and said, "Pastor, you, does your shirt cost $200?"
我说：“你只要猜到了，我一定送你一件。
”I said, "If you guess the price, I will give you one."
9块钱。
$9.
穿在我身上多有气质。
Look how expensive it looks when I'm wearing it.
对，弟兄姊妹不在乎那个。
Francis has nothing to do with the price tag.
但是你发现我们都在追求名牌。
You discover we're all pursuing the things that are a name brand.
如果很便宜买下来值得。
If it's fair, we get a good deal, we bought it, that's worthwhile.
但是不要为了 show off, 为了夸耀而去买它。
But don't buy it for the sake of showing off or to be boastful about it.
也不要看到别人卖品牌就定罪人家。
And don't look at others who are driving or wearing name brands and just condemn others.
都不在乎外面，在乎我们里面。
It has nothing to do with the outside, it has everything to do with the inside.
所以弟兄姊妹，保罗知道怎样处丰富，知道怎样处贫穷。
So Paul says, I know when to be a base, I know when I am to be content, I am full.
因为这些东西摸不到他里面的。
Because these things outwardly cannot touch him on the inside.
我们出去宣教可以住得很简单的，就是真的就是草上放一块传单就睡在上面了。
And when we go on missionary fields, we could sleep literally on a stack of hay with just a sheet over it.
弟兄姊妹有可能接待我们到他们家睡很舒服的地方。
Or perhaps friends and sisters will receive us into their house where their beds are actually very comfortable.
那些不是重要的问题。
Those things are not important.
世界是在里面的。
The world is something that is on the inside.
不是在外面的。
It's not on the outside.
所以保罗在这里，不是，老约翰在这里讲说，人若爱世界。爱父的心就不在他里面。
So、John tells us, if anyone loves the world, the love of the Father will not be in him.
而世界上的事，像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的。
And all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life,
is not of the Father,
but is of the world.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我讲一个 statement,
So, brothers and sisters, if I make a statement today,
骄傲会让我不爱神,
a pride can cause me not to love God.
我们可能一听会觉得为什么这两个有关?
And we listen to this statement, we say, why do these two things are related to one another?
弟兄姊妹，你这句话有没有 register 进去? 骄傲会叫我们不爱主。
A pride can cause me not to love God. Did it register in you?
可能我们很少这样去想它。
Perhaps very seldom will we think of it this way.
但是老约翰的这句话就是这样。
But John, his words, this is exactly what he's saying.
人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
If anyone who loves the world, then the love of the Father will not be in him.
所以我们以为爱世界只是吃好的、穿好的、用好的。
And we think loving the world is just to enjoy, to eat well, to live well, and the things on the outside.
但是老约翰告诉我们，不仅仅肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，包括了今生的骄傲，这都是世界。
So John says, not just the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, but also the pride of life. That is also part of the world.
骄傲会让我不爱神，让我爱主的心出去了。
So pride would cause me to depart from the love of God, that my heart would run away from Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们一定要从这圣经的角度来看什么叫骄傲。
So again, we need to look at pride from a scriptural standpoint.
我在说骄傲不像犯罪那么明显，会我们会怕它。
And I again say pride is not like a typical sin where it is so obvious that we're dreadful of it.
它几乎是 building 在我们的生命里面，我们不自觉的就有骄傲出来。
But it's pride is coded within us. We don't even know it, but it's inside of us.
我们要不要大家一起来举例子，哪些叫骄傲？
You guys.Should we start listing examples of what is pride?
我虽然到了耳顺之年，但是我的耳朵很不顺，我常常听不清楚哈。
I'm coming to the age where I'm having a hard time hearing.
Yeah, 所以我听不清楚，你们前排的帮我讲清楚一点哈。大家有没有人？什么叫骄傲？一次一个。
Brothers and sisters,
举手讲好吧。
Everybody,
勇敢，哪里你知道骄傲？你讲。不愿意被纠正，太好了。
Don't want to be corrected. Wonderful.
哦，这是今天很严重的问题。
It's a serious problem today.
我们被纠正，我们都不舒服。其实都是我们讲到我们的骄傲。
When we are being corrected, we feel very uncomfortable immediately.
还有没有？
Speaks of pride.
论断人，非常好哈。你会论断别人，因为你觉得你比他好。
We judge others because we feel that we're better than others.
这种 superior 的这种 feeling 就是一个骄傲。还有没有？
Sense of superiority.
自以为意啊，自己认为自己不错，很好啊，
非常好。Self-righteousness.
还有没有？不肯顺服，太好了。好
Not willing to obey.
啊，这个 不光是对父母亲哈，所有不肯顺服的，其实都是。我记得以前有个传道人讲，他说他最怕听见弟兄姊妹啊，他请他做什么事，做什么服事，他就说我没有这个感动。
And disobedience is not just an issue with mom and dad, but just not obeying in general. And one of the brother has shared that one of the things that he feared most was that when he asked someone to do something, this person would say, I don't have the move to do it.
那要求他什么？他说我没有这个感动，把主搬出来。
Whatever he is asked to do something, he would bring forth the Lord and say, the Lord didn't move me to do it.
好为人师，哎呀，这个是太严重的问题哈。
What does that mean?
只喜欢当别人的老师，喜欢 teacher.
Oh, okay. Someone who loves to be a teacher.
你知道有人做过统计哈，当别人在跟你讲话的时候，一般人大概等了多久以后，马上就要回答，就要给建议，给 advice.
Someone has done a research. Someone is talking to you. How long do the general public wait before the listener gives an advice to the person that is speaking.
James, 别人来请教你的时候，你一般多少秒就回答了？
James, how long do you wait?
我不应该讲多少秒，就已经露出答案来了。啊？
Right away.
马上就回答。他们说平均17秒。
On average, 17 seconds before the listener actually jumps to a response.
我们没有试着去了解问题，进入感觉，我们就一副专家已经给意见。
We don't take the time to listen and to understand the situation. And as an expert, we jump right in.
啊？
不需要神。
哦，不需要神啊，这是更严重的哈。对神都不知道谦卑的。
This is a serious problem. The not even feeling like I need God.
自以为是，自己认为都是对的。那这个 湾区有很流行的一个问题，就是很多人游走众教会，而他们来的时候都要改造这个教会，因为他们认为他们的是对的。
We often feel like we're the one that is right. One of the problems in the Bay Area is there's a lot of movement among brothers and sisters in churches. And every time someone moves within a new church, their notion is, I want to change this church because I feel that I'm right.
我们93年刚开工的时候，很多英雄好汉跑来。就说为什么你们每个礼拜播饼应该一个月一次就够了。
1993 we started a church here in Cupertino and there were some heroes among us that showed up and said why do you guys break bread every Sunday? Once a month is more than enough.
Okay, 还有没有？不敬畏神。Yeah.
No fear of God.
这个真正的谦卑 是一定要认识我在受造我在造物者面前 I'm nothing 我一无所有我一无所事
这是真的谦卑 Humble is one who acknowledges that he is nothing before the creator
所以我们不敬畏神聚会随随便便进进出出迟到要来就来不来就不来都是说到我们不敬畏神
So very casually we talk we come in and out we come late to services all speaks of our attitude towards us not fearing God not respecting God
西藏有人 来美国留学进到我们教会吓坏了他说你们是这样子敬畏
西藏
就是Tibet.
Tibet. There was someone from Tibet that came and they actually had a chance to come to our church and they looked at the way we got together and he said, this is the way you worship God? He was shocked.
Oh, 他们对喇嘛敬拜不得了的。
And they were very respectful to the lamas.
好我们再有没有寻求人的夸奖和荣耀这真的是哈很在乎人家夸奖、
when we really care about the praise and the accolades from others
喜欢听到掌声
we like to hear applause
然后很怕听到别人对别人的掌声
and we even become fearful of someone clapping for someone else
心里不舒服
and then we feel uncomfortable
扫罗原来好好的听到了大卫杀死万万扫罗杀死千千他就完了
Saul was fine but when he heard the phrase David slew his 10,000s and saw his thousands, he was undone.
他整个余生只有一件事情，就是杀大卫。
So for the rest of his life, he has had one objective: is to kill David.
就这么少
Anyone else? That's it.
不愿意道歉。
Unwilling to say I'm sorry.
这是姊妹们比较受苦受得多的哈。
Our sisters here, they know this very well.
弟兄们很不愿意讲说这个 I'm sorry 或是我错了
they suffer much because we as brothers we don't like to say the words I'm sorry
所以这种男性的自尊其实都是骄傲对不对
this male chauvinist the sense of, it's a sense of pride
那个姊妹看不起弟兄觉得弟兄不属灵弟兄达不到标准姊妹也是骄傲
sisters when you look at your brother and you say your brother is not to a particular standard I would tell you that's also pride
难怪我们教会弟兄多因为我常常帮弟兄们说话
I thank God
还有没有、
嗯、
对、这个种族歧视是、真的是
racism yes、
或是你看到有人、穿比你差用比你差比你穷比你教育程度差你会有一种不知不觉的优越感或是看不起这都是骄傲、
a sense of a self-exaltation when you look at someone who doesn't dress as nicely who's not as educated as you are
讲到这里我插出去特别对你们这些 ABC 提醒一下
a reminder for all of you who are born here in America
永远不要笑你爸妈的英文不好、
don't laugh at your parents'poor English.
因为你爸妈从来不笑你中文不好。
Because your parents never laughed at how lousy your Chinese is.
你如果觉得你爸妈的英文不好，你试着用中文跟他讲一篇道。
And if you think your mom and dad's English is not so good, try say a message or something to your parents in Chinese without interruptions.
你就讲一篇道，就如何谦卑，弄中文讲。
And use Chinese to give them a message on how to be humble.
然后也叫你爸妈用英文讲一篇如何谦卑。
And then you ask your parents to speak the same message in English.
看看你能不能听得懂爸妈，然后爸妈能不能听得懂你。
Let's see if they can understand what you said and if you can understand what they said.
我想我们就会谦卑很。
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友。相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击 永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。